Blog Talk Radio.
Bread of life sent down from glory. Many things you were on earth, a holy king, a carpenter, but you are the living word. Say it now. Come on. Come on, Houston, you can say it one time with us. Bread, send down some glory. Many things. Come on, somebody say it.
Many things you were.
Gentile Redeemer, God with us,
God with us, the living truth, and what a friend we have in you
are an awesome ruler, Gentile
Redeemer,
God with us, the together, this is what we'd like to call you, Jesus, Jesus, that's what we call you, yeah. You were born in a manger, but on a tree you died to save man.
The
key, Jesus, Jesus,
Jesus,
that's what we call you.
Yeah.
spreading the love worldwide. www.jesusinthemorningradio.com.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, Mr. Fred Hammond, this morning, and the living word. Oh, yeah, Jesus, Jesus, hallelujah. He's the living word today, and we thank God for another Monday morning. He has brought us back to start a new week, and we are thankful unto him. He has been good to us. Oh, yeah. He was great to me this weekend. Ah, yeah. And I thank him for it. Got a little rest around here. I'm feeling brand new. And I thank him for it. I thank him for it. And grateful unto him. Left the air on. Woke up thinking, well, I got a cold. No, you don't have a cold. You left that air on. Turned it off. Feel much better. Hallelujah. So we're grateful unto him because he's able. And many times the enemy would tell us things, you know, oh, you got this, oh, you got that, oh, that's happening. Oh, no, 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 that is not what's happening. Yeah, we got to believe the report of the Lord. I'm healed, I'm filled, and I have the victory. And I'm thankful unto him today. Hallelujah. For victory in Jesus, he's my Savior forever. He brought me and sought me with his redeeming love. I loved him there, and he knew it. And all my love is due him. Yeah, hallelujah. And so I'm thankful unto him this morning. Almighty God who have all the power. There's no higher power today. And all power again this morning is on our side. In spite of us, he looks beyond us and yet meet our needs. And so we're grateful unto him. We come in the mornings to talk of his wondrous work. And make known his deeds among the people. Yeah, we come to talk about Almighty God who have all power. To start our day right. Yeah, it makes my day brighter. Yeah, I'm remembering that there's nothing that's going to happen in my day that he does not allow. And if he allow it, I can accept it. Because if he sent his son to suffer, hang, bleed, die, conquer all, rise with all power for me, there's nothing that he can't do for me. Hallelujah. Good morning, Brother Perry. God bless you this morning. God bless you, sir. Hallelujah. So we're thankful unto him for all he has done. Today we want to talk about learning how to forgive ourselves, learning how to forgive you. I have to learn how to forgive me, yeah, in this life, because many times that thing will hold us back. Many times we're running on up the King's Highway, but we know that there is something there that's just not right. Just like not forgiving others, it can make you sick. You will be sick, diagnosed with all kind of things, low self-esteem. You won't feel like this. You'll feel like other people are more important than you. It does a number of things. We went to the doctor. He said we got heart problems. We went to the doctor. He said we got diabetes. We got blood pressure. We got this. We got that. Many times it's for unforgiveness. Not of others, but for us. We are just as important as others. So we have to find a way to forgive us. Hallelujah. And it's all right today in Jesus' name. There are things that we've done in our past that sometimes the things are so bad or it's just devastating. We don't even want to face it. We went to God and we asked him to forgive us for all our sins. But that one thing that keep coming back that we keep remembering, we can't even say it out of our mouth. And we have to learn to go to God. Open up to him. Not to the world and not to people, but we open up in secret to Almighty God. Him that sees in secret, he will reward you openly. Yeah, because you open up to him and you told him about that certain thing that was just there. And many days that thing come back to haunt you. You running and you're doing good and you're feeling all right and you're laughing and this and that. But every now and then that thing come back and remind you. Remember, you killed John Brown and left him under the bridge. Nobody never found out you murdered him, but you know you did it. and you feel so bad about that thing, and you're ashamed of it, even before God. But God saw you. He already know. But when we open up and we tell him about it, you don't have to tell the police. You don't have to tell your family. But you got to tell God. He want it out your mouth. When we confess our sins to him, he's faithful and just to forgive us from all unrighteousness. And not only does he forgive, he puts it in the sea of forgetfulness, never to remember it again. He won't remember that thing. The only way God remember is if you bring it to him. If you remember it, he will. But if you don't say anything else about it and you learn to forgive yourself because God has forgiven you, you've asked him to forgive you. No, it's forgiven and you can forget it. See, because we learned this over the years. If any man be in Christ, any man, it makes no difference what you've done. It makes no difference if you was a murderer, if you was a thief, if you was a liar, if you was a manipulator, you was a user. It makes no difference. If any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Old things has passed away, and behold, all things has become new. And many times we have to learn this, lean not to our own understanding. Many times we have to learn not to be wise in our own eyes. We think we got the outcome of it. We think we know what's going to happen. When it's with God, there is no secret what he can do. But we got to give it to him. Let it go. Forgive ourselves. Walk away. It will be all right in Jesus' name. You will see your life improving. You will see the blessings of God falling down upon you. But sometimes we don't do this and it holds blessing up. Because you're trying to go up the ladder, go up the floors of the house without a foundation. It won't work. We must build a foundation first. Set a foundation, then we can go up higher. Yeah. And so some things, you know, it has caused problems in our families. And the problem appear to grow because we have not confronted this thing with God. You can't confront it by yourself. The only reason you confront it is you're taking it to him and asking him for forgiveness and asking him to forgive you. And Lord, teach me how to forgive myself. Hallelujah. And it will be all right. He put that thing in the sea of forgetfulness. You don't remember it no more. You're a brand new creature in Christ. Old things have passed away. And behold, all things have become new unto you. Yeah, it's a new day. Hallelujah. You won't even think the same. And the main thing is to continue to seek him for self-inventory. We have to take that step inventory. Some things I had forgotten about. And I used to sit in the garage and talk to the Lord. And I would be sitting in the garage and he would bring up things that I had forgotten. Because that's what I wanted. I was sitting there to take self inventory, to look at my own heart. To take a look back at me. And I would be remembered of things. And I would come to him and tell him about it. Some things I would say, whoo, like that about it. But I yet had to come back and confront it. Come back and talk to him about it. Lord, I want this to go away because certain things are happening in our lives because of these old things are there and we have not confronted them yet. But like I said, don't confront them on your own. Confront him with God in repentance, telling him about it and asking him to help you to forgive yourself because we have a past. And many times in our past, but it's not a past of our Lord and Savior. It's not a past with God. It's a past of our flesh. And there's no good thing in the flesh. And when we operate in us and not in God, there's nothing evil we can't do. There's nothing bad you can't do if you're walking in your flesh. But if you're walking with God, He'll remind you, no, we don't do that no more, Barbara. We don't cuss nobody out. We're not quick to get angry. When things are going on, people doing things against you, we're not quick to get mad. We're slow to speak, quick to hear. Quick to hear, slow to speak, Barbara. Yeah, we don't clown. We don't do evil for evil. Yeah, the Spirit of the Lord will begin to speak. But we got to have an ear to hear. And we got to want to hear from him. And we got a desire to allow God to lead and guide us. Because he's leading and guiding in the right path for his name's sake. His name is going to be on this thing. So it's got to be beautiful. Hallelujah. But we must allow it. So we're talking about learning to forgive us. Learning to forgive ourselves. Learning to forgive me. Yeah, I have to learn to forgive me. And God will make it all right in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We're going to one more song of the morning. And when we come back, we're coming back with our morning prayer and our morning scripture reading. And we're going in to talk about learning to forgive us. Yeah, learning to forgive me, learning to forgive myself. Yeah, I got it to do. I have to do it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
You are an angel. Let God have his way. You are an angel. Yeah.
radio not just for your ears, but also for your spirit. Jesus in the Morning Radio. And you're with Barbara.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Let go this morning and let God have his way. If we let it go, he'll bless us. If we let it go, he'll help us. If we let it go, he'll save us. Yeah, we got to let go because we cannot handle all the problems. He said, come unto me, all that are burdened and heavy laden. I will give you rest. Yeah, he wants us to bring it to him and let him have his way in it because he can fix it in a way where it won't hurt anybody else. Many times we try to go back and repair things and it messed up more than it helped. Yeah, it don't bless. It's as if it's a curse. So we have to let go today and allow God to have his way. There's so many things out here. And some people have gone through things and they think they're the only one who has ever done this before. And it's a bad thing, but you're not the only one. Yeah. See, I wasn't the only liar in the world. I wasn't the only dope lady. I wasn't the only person laying up with men who I wasn't married to. I wasn't the only one. But see, when it's personal, you think it's you. And you're the only one. Many times you're ashamed of it. Yeah. Many times you don't want nobody to know because you know it's wrong. You know it's evil. Yeah. But we let go and let God have his way. Yeah, he'll come in and fix it. He'll come in and fix us, that we can accept things, that we can face, you know, our yesterday, our today, and our tomorrow. We're able. With him, all things are possible. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Let's pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we come before you this morning thanking you for another Monday morning. Father, we thank you for waking us up today, clothed in our right mind. We thank you for the use and activity of our limbs. Father, we thank you for life, health, and strength. We thank you this morning because without you, we can do nothing. It was you who did all of this for us this day. This Monday, you did it again for us. Father, we thank you for starting a brand new week with us. We trust you in this week that you will fix our hearts and regulate our minds. Father, we bless you this week for allowing this mind to be in us that was also in your son, Christ Jesus. He want to please you. He wanted to please you. He did please you. And Father, this is our desire to please you and to do the things that you can accept in this life. We give you glory this morning. We give you the honor and we give you all praise for what you've done already, what you're doing right now. And Father, what you're going to do. We thank you this day. We come this morning asking, Father, that you would bless every caller and every listener, every family member, every friend near and far of every household represented here today. Father, you know what your people are standing in need of, and you're a supplier of need according to your riches and glory by your son, Christ Jesus. Father, the earth is yours. The fullness thereof, the world, and they that dwell therein. And Father, I ask that you would give to your people this day. Father, pay bills. Lord, give homes and give the things that they need. Lord, I ask for an increase for these your people, those coming through the archives and podcasts as well, our brothers and sisters overseas, those that are in the military, Father, those that are incarcerated. I ask this morning that you would move for these your people, those that are bereaved and Lord, they're in situations where they're so hurt. God, I ask this morning that you would heal in the name of Jesus. Widowers, oh God, strengthen them in this hour. Children have no father. God, strengthen them in this hour. Some have no father or mother, a family member, a stranger, are raising these children. God, I ask this morning that you would open up every door and bless the children in the name of Jesus. Thank you today, Father. We ask this morning, Father, that you would bless preachers everywhere. Bless Israel and prosper Jerusalem. Continue to loose your protecting angels to protect Israel and Jerusalem from all hurt, harm, or danger. Father, remember our brothers and sisters overseas everywhere, lifting up the name of Jesus. Father, some have to do it in secret. We ask this morning that you will send your protecting angels to stand watch, to shield and protect them. Keep them, Father, from all hurt, harm, or danger. In the name of Jesus, continue to bless America, these United States of America, Father. Continue to bless the leadership. We come this morning asking, Lord, that whatever's in leadership in this country that shouldn't be, we ask that you would remove it and that you would rebuke the devourer for our sake in the name of Jesus. And that, Father, we will come back being a country that lift up the name of Jesus and continue to ask you to bless America in the way that you want to bless us, Lord, for you know what's best for us. Continue to bless these, your people, throughout the week, oh God. Move, Lord, in a mighty way for these, your people. Open up the windows of heaven. Pour out blessings they don't have room enough to receive. Those that stand in the need of finances, God, I ask that you would move financially for them. Show them the way, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And Father, those that have not forgiven themselves, those that can't even bring it to you what they've done, they buried it in their minds, oh God, because they felt it was so bad and embarrassing and ashamed. But Lord, you were there when it happened. Your eyes are in every place. You're beholding the evil and the good. I ask this morning that you would forgive them, oh God. Lord, help them to open up to you, that their lives can be better. And Father, they would get to know you, and those that have a form of godliness, Father, yet denying the power thereof, we ask this morning that you would come in and that, Lord, you would fix them, that you would save, sanctify, and fill with your spirit today, that we all would be your people and you would be our God in the name of Jesus. Help us all today, Lord, to get there. Help us all to get with you and stay there. We've made many mistakes in our lives, even in our past, some right now in our present. And Father, I'm sure we'll make them in our future. But God, you're the God that forgives. You're the God that loves. You're the God that healeth thee. Do it for us today in the name of Jesus. We thank you this morning. We give you glory. We give you the honor and praise. And Father, we ask it all this morning in Jesus' name. Amen and hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. We thank you. We can't say thank you enough. You're almighty God that have all power. Bless the segment of Jesus in the morning. Have your way here today. Oh, bless your people, Lord. Bless them spiritually like never before this day. Father, we are preparing for your return. And every little bit helps us to prepare. Oh, do it today for your glory in the name of Jesus. Do it today so your people will be blessed. Lord, we want your blessings and miracles. Oh, we ask it in Jesus' name again. Amen and hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. We thank you today. We thank him. We thank him. Hallelujah. There's none like him. Yeah. And he understands, because many times, again, we try to build this house without a true foundation. We throw a few boards down so we don't see the dirt. But we got to put a real floor in there, a floor that will last. A floor that we can walk on and we won't fall through. A floor that we can walk on, we won't sink. We won't get hurt because we got a solid foundation. And that's what it's all about in this hour, preparing for his return. And when we open up to him, there's nothing we can't tell him. Things we may not be able to tell our spouse or our friends or our mother, you know, our close family members, our best friend. We can't tell the pastor about this. But we can tell God about everything. We can ask Jesus, our mediator, to take our petition to Almighty God and tell him, I'm sorry for what I've done and please forgive me. I never do that again. And we move on in him. Yeah, we move on in God. He wiped the slate clean. He bring new things our way. Blessings we've been waiting on, here they come. Why? He see the very intent of our hearts, and he see when we're trying to get it right with him. He see that we're preparing. We don't want anything holding us back. So when he sees this, he moves. Yeah, this will move God. Lord, there are things I did in my past I don't remember, but if you help me remember, God, I can repent for the very name of it. I can use the name of it. I can say the name of it and repent for it. Yeah. Because we must learn to forgive ourselves, because some things we've done, we haven't forgiven us. And that thing keep coming back knocking on the door. And many times we open the door and let it back in. Yeah. But God, when we ask him to forgive us, he wipes the house clean. And it can knock on the door if it wants to. We refuse to let it back in because the house has been cleaned. And we don't want it to find us in the same place. So when you don't open the door, he can bring seven more in and many more. Because he want to bring more because he saw you was able to escape. But he feel like if you open that door now, he'll bring more in and you won't be able to escape. So don't open the door. Hallelujah. Leave the door closed. Thank you, Jesus. Listen, in this life, we have past, we have present, and we have future. Our past is gone. We are in our present, and our future is not promised. In other words, yesterday is gone. And we here right now, and tomorrow is not promised to us. There's no guarantee we'll wake up tomorrow morning. There's no guarantee we'll live through 12 a.m. in the morning. We're living for now, living for today. We're preparing for today and the return of Jesus. This is what the believer is all about. Many times our past did not reflect a risen Savior in our lives. See, we have a past now that reflect Jesus. I have a past that reflect them from September 29, 1993. Prior to that, he was not my Lord and Savior. Prior to that, I did, whether I felt it was right or wrong, I did what I wanted to do. So there are some things in that past that's not of my Lord and Savior. Yeah, it didn't reflect that I had Jesus. We did not know him as we do now, that we have to come to him and got to know more about God Jehovah. We were in darkness in that past. Remember, I talked about darkness and light shining, darkness and darkness comprehended it not. That's where we were. Because he was always there. People was always coming to say something about him. Some parents told us about it, but we didn't want to hear it. On the job, somebody was trying to talk about him, but that's not, well, because the light was shining in darkness, but we wasn't comprehending it. We didn't want to either. We wanted to remain doing what we want to remain in the party life. We wanted to remain clubbing. We wanted to remain drinking, smoking weed or whatever we were doing, hoeing or whatever it was. So we did many ungodly things that after he received us and we learned about him, has made us ashamed of our wrong acts. Some things we're ashamed of in our past. I'm raising my right hand, guilty. There are cases where we did not know any better. We didn't know. We thought it was our thing. We do what we want to do. Sometimes it was our age. And because we were so young, we were ignorant. Yeah, we didn't know no better. Young. I'm doing what I want to do. I'm doing what I feel the flesh want me to do, and I didn't have a risen Savior in my life, so hey, this is what I've done. And many times there's some bad things. Yet there were times when we did not care if it was wrong or right. That was me. We did it to please our flesh. It made my flesh feel better. So I went on with it. Now that we know God, we choose to do things different. Because we go back and see that if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. See, God has given us a new mentality. He's given us a new heart, a new mind, a new way to live. We've learned to do better because we know better now. Because if any man is in Christ, he's a new creature. Old things have passed away, and behold, all things have become new. So now we're no longer desiring that old life. Yeah. I often shared about the Psalms. I used to think the Psalms was for if somebody did something against you, you read the 27th Psalm or whatever Psalm it was against them. But once I received Jesus, I learned better. He took me to a place to learn better. He took me over to Pastor Rogers. And this man began to teach on the Psalms, Saul and David. He began to go take me back and show me Eli, the priest, and the prophet Samuel before Samuel was born. He introduced me to Samuel's mother and Samuel's father and showed me how Samuel come about over in 1 and 2 Samuel. And that brought me to the Psalms. Because now I see that David, he wasn't always king. I got to see how he come about. I got to see why he come about. So it taught me the Psalms is not for witchcraft. The Psalms is not to read against somebody. But I had to learn this. I had to get that. I had to come to God and desire to want to know more and desire to do right before him in his presence. Desire to learn of him. Desire to allow me to take his yoke upon me and learn of him. For his yoke was easier and his burden was lighter. It wasn't the same way the world was operating. It was a whole totally different way. But I had to want it for myself. I couldn't have a form of godliness and deny the power thereof. I had to fully come to him and surrender unto him, not keep apart from myself, because I soon learned without him, I could do nothing. I couldn't change me from the inside out. I couldn't fix my own heart. I couldn't regulate my own mind. I couldn't do anything for me. I didn't make me. He made me for his pleasure. He knew all about me. In other words, he knew what made me tick. So I came to him for everything. I wanted the cussing to go. He took it away. I wanted the desire land with men who I wasn't married to take that away. I didn't want to run out and just get married so I could lay with somebody. He fixed that for me too. He taught me about matrimony, a holy union, husband and wife. See, he did it all for me. But I had to have the desire to learn from him and to obey what he taught. And he fixed me from the inside out. And then he showed me where daily I will fix you. That good thing I began to do in you, I will continue. I won't stop. I won't stop teaching you. I won't stop telling you when you're doing wrong. So now that we know God, we choose to do things different. Yet we must go back and search our hearts and lives because there may be secret things we have hidden, not just from others, but we think we've hidden them from God because we have not confronted our past and asked God to forgive us. We said, Lord, forgive me for all my sins. But we remember certain things we did that were bad and never said, Lord, forgive me for that certain thing. You know, call it out by name. Sometimes in a marriage, a husband or wife have to do what we call steal away. Because they've done some things and they don't want the spouse to know it. So I can't kneel down on the side of the bed and pray this prayer in front of my spouse. I got to steal away to God and get in my secret closet and pray this prayer. Excuse me. There's some things in church. I've gone to the church service, but I can't go to the altar and cry out on the church altar. I don't want the church people to know. Because many times church folks will nail you to the cross. So I have to get in my secret closet, steal away, and get in the secret closet and talk to God about these certain things that happen in my life. Yeah. Confident, you know, our past and ask God to forgive us. We said, Lord, forgive me for all the sins, but we remember certain things we did that were bad and never said, Lord, forgive me for that certain thing. You know, call it out by name. Many times we feel it's so bad, you know, we can't say it. Cannot call it by name. We're ashamed even before God. God already knows. And when we fully open up and confess to him, he forgives us and he forgets. Yeah, he'll forgive us and forget it and make our lives better. But sometimes we feel like it's just so bad. Oh, I can't tell nobody about this. Nobody can know about this. And that's okay. Because it was him that said, come unto me, all that are burdened and heavy laden, I will give you rest. Nobody in the world said that to you and mean it every day. Nobody in the world will really put your sins in the sea of forgetfulness and forget them. As long as you're not appearing to do that no more, or you're not saying nothing that they don't like, it's not that they haven't forgotten, they just don't bring it up no more. But as soon as you do something they don't like, they can bring that right up. Oh, I remember when you did this. Oh, I remember when you did that. But God is not that way. This is why we steal away to him in secret. We steal away to him and tell him all about it. Because some of us, we walk around with unforgiveness for ourselves. Yeah, we can forgive others, but when it comes to us, we can't forgive. Excuse me. And that thing is holding up our blessing. It's holding up our miracles. There's a calling on your life. God have ministry for you. Some of y'all pastors, evangelists, preachers, you can't do the work because this thing is holding you back and you don't even know it. Because you don't want to remember it because it's so bad. Sometimes men found out after they was married that they raped women. Yeah, they thought they were just going over there and, you know, just getting pleasure. But they actually raped the woman because the woman kept saying, no, no, don't do that. No, I don't want to do that. And they continued on. So once they came to God, they found out I raped these women, more than one. And some of them done moved on. I don't know how to go back to them. I don't know where they are. And you went to the altar with God and said, I do. But you didn't remember or you hid the part where you was raping women. Now today you got to face that and just tell God about it. Lord, you know I did it. You was there and you saw it. And at the time, I didn't think I was raping nobody. I just thought, you know, I'm with her and she know what time it is and I'm just gonna pleasure, you know, have pleasure with her and I'm going on. There are cases where men went in and played with women, pretended to love them and all kind of stuff. That wasn't the case. He waited out until he got the pleasure that he wanted to have with her and afterwards he went on about his business. Some had children, don't even know it. Some had children and denied that it's his baby because he just was there one time. Then he go to God, he come to God and say, I do. And the Lord bring this back to him. He shake it off. He don't face it. He's afraid of child support. He done got married now. He afraid of what his wife may think or say. Or with his family, you got to go back and fix it, bro. You got to go back and fix that. You even got to, if it's a child involved, you even got to go to the child and repent to the child. Repent to the child mother. Then come to God and repent to him. You got some work cut out for you. Some things you're ashamed of. Some things you won't even try to remember because it just appear to be so bad. Yeah, women, a lot of men you done played around with. You didn't really mean the men no good. You was getting what you wanted from them, and that simply was it. You didn't want a husband with them. You didn't want to, you tried to play house with them. But you knew what that would do. So you tried a little bit to get what you wanted. You got to go back. If you know where he is, you got to go back and repent to him, then come and repent to God. Then forgive yourself. Brothers, you got to forgive yourself. Oh, the list is endless. The list is endless of things we've done. Women, some of you done committed adultery on your husband. You didn't actually lay with the man, but you played with him on the phone. You played with him however you played with him. You can't tell your husband. But you got to go back and repent where you can. Ask God to forgive you. Because see, many times we think we're on our way. Keep the faith. Don't lose faith. Don't lose the faith. Please don't do it. But we think we're on our way back to heaven. On our way back with God. But there's some things right here we got to face and fix. And many times these new age preachers, they won't tell you about these things you got to fix. They tell you to keep building on the house when there's no foundation. If there's no solid foundation, that house is going to fall. After a while, it won't stand. But build a solid foundation by going back to God, saying, Lord, if there's anything that I've done that I don't remember, that I should repent about, that I should face, Lord, help me to do it today in the name of Jesus. And Lord, I want to do it in you and through you and with you. I can't do it on my own. God will come in and he'll bring things back to you. That's what the Holy Ghost does. The Holy Spirit, it brings things back to your remembrance. And it will help you to deal with it. It will lead and guide you in the way that you should deal with it. Because there may be some other things you're battling. And all that battle is because of this one thing that you haven't dealt with. I'm just telling you the truth this morning. Been there, done that. Yeah. I used to put all the blame on my ex-husband. He was this and he was that and he wasn't this and he was. Never talked bad about him to my children, though, now. That was their dad. I never talked bad about him to my children. I never really told them all that he did and how he did ugly things. I never told them about that. And guess what? In learning him, they got to find out for themselves. You see? Because I took it to the Lord in prayer. But I was yet, you know, in my heart, he was the villain. He was the baddest person. Yeah. I'm in the relationship like I did no wrong. I did some things wrong. Even when I didn't speak up on certain occasions, even when I didn't stand up for certain things, I was wrong. So because I didn't do that enabled him to do more. He thought what he was doing was all right. I never said nothing. Yeah. So sometimes God will show you, and that's what he did in that relationship. He showed me. You never should have been in there. You didn't go in there right. You went in it wrong. Yeah. Because if I'm honest, I didn't want to marry him. I wanted to lay and play with him. I didn't want to marry him. And did it anyway for security. Huh? Did it anyway because he worked. He was in the AFL-CIO, International Union. You know, certain things. He banked. And he was good on the eyes, you know. The flesh, nothing spiritual, all flesh. and I could have did better. I could have done better by God. I could have sat down and wait. Yes, I could have. Stayed in prayer. I come from a spiritual home. But the flesh wanted what it wanted. I knew it wasn't right. I didn't care that it wasn't right. I just went on and did it anyway. The outcome of it wasn't good. There's no good thing in your flesh. If you start with your flesh and end with your flesh, it's not going to be good. But even if you start in your flesh and in the midst of that you turn spiritual, you give your life to God, and you get in his word and study for yourself, and you begin to obey that word. Although you started in your flesh, you're going to end spiritually. It's going to be all right for you. But see, I was in there pointing my finger at him. Everything he did wrong, he did. The Lord just snatched the cover off me one day and just showed me. Oh, yeah? He was the only one in the marriage doing wrong, huh? And he began to show me. Now, when God show you, how you going to deny what he shows you? He know the truth about you, your situation, who you've been with, who you haven't been with. He know what you really did because he knows the very intent of your heart. And not only that, he saw the whole thing. His eyes are in every place. He's beholding the evil and the good. So we got to get it right with him. If we're going back with him when he comes. Now, if we don't care if we go back with him or not, then keep doing what you're doing. Keep hiding it. Keep holding on to it. Keep unforgiveness going. Yeah. And you won't go back with him. But if you plan to go back with him, now is our preparation time. We're preparing. We're doing all that we can to get it together to go back with him. And he don't need no secrets. He needs us to come out front and tell him. And he made it so we don't have to come out in front of people. We come out with him. He gave us a secret closet. He told us, you can go into your secret closet. That which you come in here in secret with, I reward you open. All of a sudden, your neighbors. All of a sudden, your family. All of a sudden, on the job. All of a sudden, at church. The people see your blessings. They see you flourishing. You shining like a light. Even your conversation is different. Your conversation is more holy. You're not as playful and witty and all this stuff as you used to be. You're more talking about spiritual things now, and they can feel the difference. They can feel the anointing moving even on your words now. You went and got that thing right with God. That's what you did. Because we must take self-inventory. I can inventory you all day long. It won't make no difference for me. I got an inventory where it will make the difference for me. I got an inventory so that I can prepare for his return for myself. Not for you, but for me. See, I can't give an account of what you've done. I have to give an account of what I've done. And if we're going to prepare, we got to prepare right. If we're going back with him, there will be no secrets in heaven. There will be no things we've done and haven't repented for. Not in heaven. It's a special place. And special people are there. And any and every old thing is not in heaven. Anger is not there. I don't like her because she don't believe the way I believe. That's not in heaven. We all will be on one accord. We'll all have the same mind. This mind that is in Jesus must be in us. All of us. One can't have the mind of a donkey. The other one the mind of a rabbit. This one over here got the mind of a squirrel. No, we're going to have that same mind, the mind of Jesus. Daily, we are asking God to let this mind be in me that was also in your son, Christ Jesus. He suffered, he hung, he bled, he died, he conquered all, and rose with all power. And that's where we at. We're going to suffer. Some days our hearts are going to bleed. We're going to be crucified. Some days it's as if we're in hell, but we're going to conquer and rise with all power in God. And whatever we have to do to get it right with him, we got to be willing to do it. He's worthy this morning. Heaven is worth it. Eternal life is worth it. This life is not worth it. And again, he made a way where you can go in your secret closet and talk to him. You ain't got to tell the pastor. You ain't got to tell the world about it. You ain't got to tell your family. And somebody needs to tell their husband more often, I love you. Yeah. Somebody needs to tell their husband, I love you more often. And let him see and feel the love. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Today, begin to do that. Every day, don't forget. And husband, you need to tell your wife, your lover. Today and every day. And we live at married people house. I just saw that. But listen, we must learn to forgive ourselves. Because if you haven't asked God for forgiveness, you're hiding it, but you haven't forgiven you. You're ashamed of it. You know what you did. Go back and ask God to forgive you. If the person that you did it against is still living, ask them to forgive you. You don't even have to say what it was. And tell them, I can't say what it was, but all I can do is ask you to forgive me. And if they say, well, I can't forgive you because I don't know what it was, well, you've done your part. You've asked for forgiveness. Now you're going to forgive yourself. Shake the devil off. Forgive yourself. Go back to God. Ask him to forgive you. And move on in him. You ready now? You're ready. For whatever God brought you forth in this world for, you are ready to do it. You're yet prepared for his return. Because one thing about him, he's coming back. He's looking for that church without spot or wrinkle. What I know in Acts 26 and 18, it says to open their eyes and to turn them from darkness to light and from the power of Satan unto God, that they may receive forgiveness of sins and inheritance among them which are sanctified by faith that is in me. To open their eyes. See, when God come and bring you something, he's opening your eyes, receive. And you got to tell him, whatever it is, Lord, make it clear to me. Lord, help me to understand. He don't always do it the same day you're asking. It may be a couple of days. It may be a week before he come in and show you. Because when you ask him for it, he's going to prepare you to receive it. If you want it, he's going to prepare your heart to receive it. And once you receive it, you're going to be, oh, you're going to be so glad. Because God is going to show you, yeah, to open their eyes and to turn them from darkness to light. And from the power of Satan unto God. Because if we hide something, if we're hiding something, we still allowing the devil to use us. We still allowing the devil to come in. And sometimes, guess what he'll do? He'll put you right out on Front Street and put all the bright lights on you and show all your dirt up in front of everybody that you thought you was hiding. And sometimes the thing you think you're hiding, people know it already. They know that thing about you, but you think you're hiding something. Yeah. I know a preacher, he loved money. And the scriptures say, for the love of money is the root of all evil. When I tell you he loved money, we know that money answers all things, but he loved money. And do you know that he don't think, everybody that know him know he loved money, he don't think that. Because, see, when you love something, it's always what you're doing. If you love money, you're always doing something to get money. So whatever he does is to get money. Family members, mama, that anybody he deal with, it's about money. How can he scheme? How can he get some money out of everybody? If he preach, he want money. If he come over to work with a church, I don't care what kind of church it is, he wants money. That's not God. And the Lord have come to open his eyes. I was there. And to turn him from darkness to light. And from the power of Satan unto God. That he may receive forgiveness of sins and inheritance among them which are sanctified by faith that is in him, in Jesus. He won't do it. He yet hold on to money. How many know this? Whatever you do for God, let it be real. How many know this? Whatever you do for God, don't put a price on it. Why is that, Barbara? Because if you're worthy of your hire, if you're worthy to be paid for what you've done, God will pay you. And when I tell you he will pay you more than any person can ever give to you, because what you've done covers benefits. It comes with pay and benefits because it was done unto him. You allowed him to use you. It's a privilege and an honor that God thought enough of you to use you to do his work. But many won't see that. So if we got secrets, if we got things we haven't gotten straight with Almighty God, or let God straighten it out in us, repair us from it, or repair us in it, then we must allow God to open our eyes and to turn us from darkness to light and from the power of Satan unto God. Remember, I told you Satan was my daddy, the devil was my daddy. I was in bondage to sin until I came to God. Once I come to God, I no longer had a daddy. I don't call God daddy. He's not my daddy. He's my father. There's a difference in a daddy and a father. A father take care of his. A daddy just got a baby. But he became my father. And guess what? He allowed me to meet his son. And he showed me I had to come through his son to get to him. And now I had the son, so the son set me free. I was no longer in bondage to sin. I could just say no. Yeah. I could just say no to sin. I could just say no to wrongdoing. I could just say no to wrong thoughts. Wrong feeling. Yeah, I could just say no. Things I used to do, I didn't have to do them anymore. I could just say no, Bro Frank. I didn't have to keep living that same old life. A life of misery. A life of gloom and doom. A life of I was losing my mind completely. The devil was taking my mind. God didn't let him just take it because he had a purpose and a plan for my life. But he allowed me to see. You about to lose all of this. You about to lose strength. You're about to lose knowing right from wrong for real. And he's about to control you like a robot. He's about to control you like a puppet. And God come. And he made me an offer I just couldn't refuse. Couldn't refuse. Yeah. And that's so true, Brother Frank. When we work unto the Lord, he will pay us what no man can pay. I told you, it comes with benefits. It don't just come with pay alone, but you get benefits with God. I can speak to something and it can happen. That's a benefit. I can just say no to evil. That's a benefit. Before, I couldn't do that like that. Whatever was brought to my mind by the devil, I would do it. Whatever my flesh said, I could do it. Today, I can't do that. And see, I know I've been changed. You will know for yourself that you've been changed. But you got to seek God with your whole heart. You got to really want to be godly. You really got to want to be holy because he's holy, and you won't make no excuses. I tried it on Monday. It didn't work. I'm going to go back on Tuesday. It didn't work on Tuesday. I'm going to try to be holy on Wednesday. It didn't work on, I'm going to keep doing it until I get it. I'm going to keep seeking heaven until I get it. I'm going to keep going to God until he give it to me. I'm not going to stop until I get it, Lord. I'm not going to stop until I get your spirit. I'm not going to stop until I walk in this newness of life. I want you. I really want you. And I'm not just going to listen to anything in just any old body. I want to listen to somebody that loves you. I want to listen to somebody that's going to teach me to be holy. I'm going to listen to somebody that's going to teach me that I must receive your spirit. I'm going to stay on the altar. I'm going to be like Jacob. I'm not letting go of this altar until you bless me. I'm not going to let go and keep going in that secret closet until you deliver me. I want you. I want your ways. I don't want to do it my way. I want to do it your way. Your way is the best way. I know there's a better way. And whatever I've done that I have not confronted, that I can repent to you about, Lord, I need you to show me and I need you to strengthen me so I can get this done. I want to be set free. I no longer want to live in bondage. Bondage of my past. Bondage of things I've done. I know you're set free. You sent your son that if I believe on him, I won't perish but have everlasting life. And it had to be him that brought this to me, that there was something that I'm not doing or something that I have not done. Help me today, God, to get it right with you. I need you. And I need you right now. I need you delivering me, setting me free completely from everything. I'm preparing to go back with you. And I can't prepare with secrets. You got to know about this, Lord. I got to confess this to you. You know, but I need to know that I know that you need to know. I need to tell you. I need to open my mouth and speak this thing out of my mouth so that you can set me free. I can keep it from the church folks. I can keep it from my family. But God, I can't keep it from you no longer. And if I don't remember, Lord, help me. Yeah, and you're going to be surprised at what happens. God is able to set us free this morning. He's able to make our life better. You know, they say about the believers, we're poor people. We don't listen. We're not seeking prosperity. We're not following what the world say in these new wave, new age church. These people put you in debt, fooling with them. Whatever state I'm in, I'm content. I'm satisfied right here. I'm happy right here. Why is that, Barbara? God is with me in the state that I'm in. And when I do better, he's going to bring me the better. He wished that I don't perish, but he wished that I would prosper as my soul prospers, not as my purse, not as my bank account, not as my wallet prosper, but as my soul prosper, as I grow in him, as I learn his word and learn to obey, because everything in his word is not easy for me to obey, but I can continue to work on obeying it. I'm not going to stop until I get it done. My soul is going to prosper. Therefore, I'm going to prosper. Therefore, I'm going to get that house on the hill with the dog named Slussy. I'm going to get that new Mercedes, the big Bentley. I'm going to be able to take care of my family. I'm going to be able to send my children to school, to the right school. And God's going to give me wisdom how to watch over my children while they are in school to make sure the enemy don't get them hooked up in some mess that they shouldn't be hooked up in. I'm going to be able to pay more tithes and offering than I ever have. I'm going to be able to plant seeds all over the world. I'm going to be able to plant seeds in places I didn't even know existed. And the harvest is coming back to me and my household. But Father, help me to get it right with you. And help me not put all the blame somewhere when I'm a part of that blame. Yeah. Oh, boy, I could talk about that Billy Mack. Yeah, and he was this, my friend. Oh, and girl, he did that. And girl, yeah, this and that and the other. Even with his sister, I could talk about him real bad. And she would agree. Some things she would bring to me. Yeah, he this and this. But when the Lord pulled the cover off me and showed me, woo, what? And then, you know, you want to say, but God, the Lord said, no, I ain't no God, we talking about you today. We're not talking about him. We know all about him. You know, and I know, but I'm talking about your part in it. I'm talking about you and what you've done. Because see, we have to learn and want to grow to know about marriage and what we're really supposed to do in marriage. The scripture said the first one without sin cast the first stone, but we don't remember that. And this, I'm using marriage this morning, but it's many more things. Some people have done things against their own children. Some children have done things against their own parents. Sometimes it's a lie. They've lied to the children. The children lied to them. Sometimes it's other family members. Yeah. Sometimes it's cheating. We're not married, but we're in a committed relationship, and we already set a date. I'm your fiance, but you done cheated, or I done cheated. There's a lot of things in there. On the job, I've been sneaking and embezzling. On the job, I'm supposed to be working. I went in the bathroom, and I wasn't using the bathroom. I was in there sitting, reading, resting, but I'm on the clock. And I've kept this a secret for years. I don't tell nobody what I'm doing. The eyes of the Lord is in every place. He's beholding the evil and the good. He saw you. He know. He see you. He know. Sometimes we take trips. And we take trips along. We say we're going to mama's. We're going to this place. But we're going to other places where we shouldn't be. Now forgive me. Yeah. We're doing some secret things that we're not supposed to do. Or we've done some secret things that we wasn't supposed to do. But again, sometimes it can be because of your age. You didn't know no better. Then sometimes it can be straight up, I don't care. Or I didn't care. But now that I'm in God and he's in me, I care. I'm ashamed of those things that I've done. But I'm learning to ask for forgiveness. I'm learning to open up to God, and then I'm learning to forgive myself. Care how shameful it is. Because sometimes the flesh will tell you did that, you need to be punished. And the flesh keeps coming back, adding to it. And you can't sleep sometimes. And you can't stay awake sometimes. It's different situations. But we're learning to open up to Almighty God who have all the power. But there is no higher power. Hallelujah. It's all right this morning. in Jesus' name, because we're preparing daily to go back with him, and we don't want no hidden secrets and hidden stuff, and we've done this and we've done that. Yeah. And see, sometimes we may not even know at the time it was wrong, because Jesus wasn't our Savior during that time. We wasn't allowing him. We wasn't obedient. I said, we're not obedient unto him. We don't belong to him. So we did what pleased the flesh. You heard me talk about men raping women. They didn't creep through the window. They didn't break in. She brought them home. She allowed him to come over. But that wasn't her intention to lay and play with him. You know, she thought they was getting to know each other. He liked her, you know, and he had respect for her. And he come over and he wanted pleasure. She said, no. Get off me. Stop. No. He kept right on. And afterwards, she didn't call the police. She sat and talked, because it's what they do. That's what she figured. But he was wrong. Now he got to go back and fix it. He got to go back and amend that thing. It's a lot of different things. We got to seek God, and he'll show us all that it is. And Lord, help me today. Help me today. If I'm gone with anybody's husband, God, help me today. Whatever the case may be. If I've lied to my boss, Lord, if I lied to the pastor, if I lied to my children, Lord, forgive me and help me today in Jesus' name. Show me the way, Lord. Show me what to do. I like wisdom. And you said, if any man like wisdom, let him ask God and give liberally and upbraideth not. And you would give it to me. And I'm asking you for wisdom. And Father, I remember it is a principal thing. Help me today in Jesus' name. I need you, Lord Jesus. I need you right now. I can't prepare to go back with it. I got these secrets. I got these things I've done. And, you know, I came to you and asked for forgiveness, but I didn't ask the person to forgive me. And if I don't ask them to forgive me, Lord, it's not settled. It's not repaired. It's not fixed. I got to do what's right. Help me today, Lord Jesus. Yeah. Some things are going to be hurting. Some things will cause a domino effect. Some things might even cause family members not to ever speak to you again. Yeah. Some things, even to a person in church, you go back and ask them to forgive you. And it's them that go through the whole church and tell the people. Yeah, I did this to me and that to me, and I'm coming back asking for forgiveness. But if they don't forgive you, it's all right. And if they spread the gossip, it's all right. Because after you went to them, then you went to God and asked God to forgive you. He got you slack. He's going to take the rest up for you. Yeah. He'll even shut people's mouth. They won't even remember. They won't be able to say nothing because he's taking it up. And we have to be careful, because sometimes you become the enemy of God, because the person came to you and asked for forgiveness, and now you want to talk about their wrongdoing without remembering what you've done wrong. Because he said we all, not some of us, he said, we all have sinned and come short of his glory. That's why in your past, we've done some things. There was nobody born other than John the Baptist that I know who was born with the Holy Ghost. John was the only one. And if he said, we all have sinned, that means John did some wrong too. We all have sinned and come short of his glory. Because if we sin, and he can't glorify us. If we're doing wrong, he can't put us up on the pedestal. We're wrong. God is not like many parents. You see your child undone wrong, but you uphold the child in their wrongdoing. God is not that way. If we wrong, he's going to let us know you're wrong. I need you to stop this. I need you to stop that. You did this. You did that. Yeah. Spirit of the Lord will come and let us know. We have done wrong. And there's no getting around it. Yeah. He loves us today. He's on our side today in spite of us. You often hear me say that. He's on our side in spite of the secrets. He's on our side in spite of our wrongdoings. But if we are preparing to go back with him when he comes, we got to get it right. And so many people, oh, Jesus this, oh, Jesus that, but guess what? He's not really the Lord of their lives. They have not made him the Lord of their lives. In making him the Lord of your life, you must remember him. What would he think? Y'all heard him say that? They got had the t-shirts and all. What would Jesus do? He would tell you to come out of that secret. That's what he'd tell you to do. What would Jesus do? You're not doing what his words say do. So what are you talking about? But it sold. The t-shirts and things sold. Yeah. So if you really ask yourself, what would Jesus do? He would say, I would repent. I would open up. And tell God all about it and ask God to heal me and to help me and to lead and guide me how to go about to ask people to forgive me. I can't worry about if it's embarrassing. I can't worry about if they're going to tell other people. I got to get it off of me because I'm the one preparing for his return. I'm the one that's trying to get it right with him. Yeah. See, if we sin and really don't know it, we still gonna get punished. It won't be as severe as if we know it's a sin and we sin. But yet, some of us would be whipped with a man of stripes. Some of us would be whipped with a few. Excuse me. Because we didn't know all. We didn't know it, you know, this is what it was doing. I had never heard and I had read the Bible, but I had never read where the ways of a transgressor is hard. And I never remember reading that script per se. And one day this older man, I know he had to be in his 70s. He came and went to work for me. And he went out on a construction site. And there was some hard work out there. Oh my goodness. And to do it for 8 straight hours, then you got to wait a couple of hours to be picked up to come in to get your money. Whew. Then when you get your money and you leave there, you walk in. After you done did all of that all day for 8 hours, then waited 2 hours to be picked up. Oh, my goodness. So I saw him walking. He had got paid and I was getting off work. And I wanted to give him a ride, and the Lord would not allow it. And I said, Lord, why this man at his age got it so hard? God spoke and said, the ways of a transgressor is hard. Ooh, I said, ooh, let me go. See, because sometimes we transgressing against God, and we refuse to stop. And look like sometimes these kind of people are more prosperous than any. Boy, they got it all. They got good jobs. They got money. They got this, that, and the other. And they taking trips. They can vacation. Oh, they just got it going on. But they transgressors. So the enemy give them what they want. Because they won't receive God. They won't get it right with God. They keep obeying their daddy, the devil. Yeah. I don't want to be that way. I don't want to transgress against him. Yeah. I don't want to think it's wrong and keep doing it. If I think it's wrong, I want to investigate it and stop. And I'm not going to those that are doing the same wrong I'm doing. I'm going to someone who's doing a different wrong than me. Yeah. I heard Vanessa Armstrong Bell, I think is her name, sang a song that says, they say they don't believe in the preacher. She said, but listen, it's bound something that he can teach you. You may not believe in him. You don't have to. But believe in God and believe that God will give him something to teach you to make you a better person. And what you just may learn, don't put your hopes in the preacher. Put your hopes in God. Don't seek the preacher. Seek God while he can be found. Because there's a day coming, I believe, the transgressors seek him and can't find him. They waited too late. Yeah. We don't want that form of godliness. Yeah. We want the real thing. We want to show God that I believe your word. I'm going to honor your word, and I'm going to obey it no matter the cost. All of this is learning to forgive yourself. All of this is learning to forgive you. Because if you sweeping this thing under the rug, you haven't forgiven yourself. You just accepted what you've done. And because you love you, you're not doing nothing about it or saying nothing about it so that nobody else can know, because you love you and you don't want to be hurt. You don't want to be shamed. But we got to get this thing right with God. Not me. I'm not the author, finisher of your faith. I died for nobody. But I believe what his word said. To open their eyes and to turn them from darkness to light and from the power of Satan unto God, that they may receive forgiveness of sins and inheritance among them which are sanctified by faith that is in me. I believe that Psalms 26 and 18. I believe that. Yeah. So we want to get it right with Almighty God this morning and have all the power. There's no higher power. Yeah. And the Lord will give us things to bring. He'll give us things that will set others free. But it all starts with us. Self-inventory is a real important thing. You are very important. You are very important. Yeah, like you have to forgive others, you got to forgive yourself. You're just as important. Hallelujah. We're going to one more song of the morning. And when we come back, if there's anyone have something they would like to say, feel free to press that number one. You may have found another scripture, or you may have something you want to say that you found out or whatever. Feel free to press that number one this morning and come on in. Hallelujah. It's already all right today in Jesus' name. Yeah.
Hey, this is a little something. A little song that just says everybody's excited about somebody or something, you know. But this somebody I'm talking about, I can't live without, you know. I can even remember being back in church, maybe at my grandmother's house. They may have testimony service, you know. And somebody would stand up and just say one simple thing. Say,
Jesus is all.
Yeah, that's what they say.
The world. The world today. He is my life.
He's everything.
Everything that I need.
Oh, oh, oh.
When I am lonely, he gives me comfort.
When I am sad,
he
thinking about the time when I didn't have a dime. I thought if I could just get paid, I would be just fine. But the money let me down, yes it did. It couldn't even buy me love. So I gave Jesus control of my life, and I'm really satisfied. Now I'm gonna let you know.
Don't get excited about much, but I tell you this.
If you wanna know the deal,
you wanna know the deal,
I'm telling you, Jesus, he's real.
Jesus, he's real.
He woke me up this morning and started me on my way. Yeah.
That's a real nice thing.
Now if you know what I'm talking about, lift your hands to the Lord and say, couldn't face the day. Without the Lord in my life, I really don't want to say. But I will say this, without my Savior in my life, all I would do is fail. I would be tossed and driven like a ship in a storm without a sail.
Radio not just for your ears, but also for your spirit. Jesus in the Morning Radio. And you're with Barbara.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, Mr. Fred Hammond. Jesus is all. I love them old Fred Hammond songs. Jesus is all the world to me. Hallelujah. And he's that for many of us. Yeah, he's all we got, all we need. And everything is basically based in him, because without him, we realize we can do nothing. We don't forget him. You know, we walk as much as possible in him. I remember last week I was in Orlando, and I wake up the next morning and go for a ride early in the morning. And I'm like, what am I doing? And he took me so far and turned me around and took me through this area and that area, and I come on back. See, because sometimes it's that anointing we carry. He's going to use that anointing to bless some things. Hallelujah. Because he don't have nobody in the area willing, or he don't have nobody in the area that he can use because they don't have him in them. Yeah. So you came to town and he'll use you. Oh, what a beautiful thing. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. What a mighty God we serve. Yeah. They tell the angels bow before the heaven and earth adorn. What a mighty God we serve. He's on our side today, and he's for us. Yeah. And we're thankful unto him for being for us, for giving us a chance, for not destroying us, but waiting on us to get it right with him. Yeah. Oh, he has some patience. Hallelujah. He have great patience. And I thank him for his patience for me. Hallelujah. All right, Sister Jerry, coming at you right now. Good morning. God bless you. How are you?
Good morning, Sister Barbara. How are you?
I'm blessed today. Can't complain. Can't complain.
Yes, I'm blessed and highly favored. I was sitting here and meditating and listening on sin and repent. Lord, I just thank you. I thank you. Thank you, Heavenly Father, who is the head of my life, who show up every day for someone like me. I'm not perfect, but I learned something this weekend. Don't talk your business to people because they have a way of giving you a new name.
Come on.
They'll give you a new name even when you're thinking you're talking to people in Christ Jesus. Even though I have said who I am and what I've done, but I said something that someone didn't agree with, so I became a new person to them. I became a Jezebel. Well, I became a person that shouldn't even say, I hear from God now. I became a person that's not even worthy to put Jesus' name in my mouth. So I thought about it, and I said, well, Heavenly Father, is this true? You say, that's because this person feels that way about you because they haven't forgiven themselves for some things. So they'll want to show you how you're not worthy to call upon me because they need food searching themselves. He said, because I said in my words, not in their words, my words. Any person that come to me, I will accept them. I told you, I'll accept you. Old things pass away. So the old Jerry, you were still worthy to call upon me. But now you a new creature. I told you to go in the closet and speak to me. You're a new creature in Christ. It's easy to judge someone. But I told everyone, I am who I am. I am who I am now. I'm not who I was. I'm a new creature. Jezebel. Oh, my. You have a Jezebel spirit. I thought I had a Christ-like spirit. But now I'm a Jezebel to her. But she's a person that she's just godly. Everything about her is God. She's all God. Oh, gosh, she's never done anything bad. And so I asked her when she got through belittling me. I said, well, I guess I should try to get more like you so God will receive me. See, now you don't got all angry and you're turning this around on me. And blah, blah, blah. I said, I don't tongue wrestle. I don't have time to tongue wrestle. In the old days, I'd have clacked back and clacked out. The new day, I don't tongue wrestle. I just took it to the Lord. And I said, Lord, what is wrong? Did I do wrong? He said, no, you brought back up flashbacks to who she is. She says she's a new creature in Christ, but she's bringing up your past like it just not happened 2 seconds ago. These things you confronted and took in confidence with her 40 years ago, she's bringing it back. She's bringing it back like she's had some bad food and she's throwing it up in your face. It hurt me. It really did. But when the part she said, you don't even have the right to be talking about Jesus, That's why I said, you know what? You need to stop right there. Because I believe the man on death row that had killed multiple people, they give him rights, his last rights. Now, either you can take the right at this time and say, Lord, forgive me, but not just forgive me, but be sincere when you repent. They have this Acts 38. My God, Acts 2:38. You could be being beaten down in the alley and you say Acts 2:38, people will run. You know why? Because they're thinking, one, you got an axe in your hand and you're carrying a 38. But they're making a mistake. I don't have an axe in my hand and I'm not carrying a 38. I'm carrying God and I say, Lord, help me. Now, if I say, Lord, have mercy, they're going to keep probably trying to beat me. But if I say Acts 2:38, man, let's stop. Go, go. Let's run. What you run from? Didn't you hear what she said? She got an axe in 2:38. Had to make some light of this thing. Because I'm not perfect by no means. Even this new creature in Christ, daily God has to deal with me. That's why I get up and come to Jesus in the morning. Because daily, just because I'm saved, don't mean I still don't have and done things that's not pleasing to God. I'm not trying to please man. Just because I've said, Lord, take me under your wings, doesn't mean I have stopped being Jerry. God knew who I was and is when he put me in my mother's womb. That's why he didn't let my father kill me, because he said, I got something for you to do, Jerry. You're only 4 years old. That's why he didn't let me become incarcerated when I done more than enough. He said, because I got two little children, I need you to become their parent. You're only 20, but you're doing this here. But when you get 30, I have some children I need you to raise. They're not just any children. These are special needs. I'm going to entrust you with these gifts because you're going to need to do this. So I'm going to save you from your own self because this is what I have for you. Yes, Jerry, you have done some things. You have slept with people that you wasn't married to. Yes, Jerry. But does that make you a Jezebel? Ooh. Maybe the old Jerry. But we are now new creatures in Christ, and you're calling me names? It's time for repentance, not just for me. She needs to do some soul searching for herself. And I thank God for walking through my home, taking me under his wings, and knowing that I'm a long ways from a lot of things, but I'm not back in the days of who I used to be. So, Heavenly Father, you're the head of my life. Show up and continue to walk through my house. Please take away all my worries and illness and my pain that I have. Besides, that pain is bad. Continue to watch over me, my family, and all of my friends. This prayer is a very powerful prayer. Because I'm not just talking about me. I want God to watch over the person that think they're perfect because they don't know any better. I want God to watch over the person that needs someplace to live. I want God to watch over the person that doesn't know that God is the truth and the light. I want God, if you would, take me by my hand and lead me to where I should go. Don't just wake me up in the morning. Wake me up in a mind of Christ. Wake me up in a mind of love. But most of all, God, wake me up in a mind of forgiveness. Forgive those. For they know not what they're doing or saying. Have mercy on the person that's quickly to judge. I have a mirror, so when I sit up in my bed, I see me. And I know who I am. I know who I was. But I know each day what I'm striving, trying to be. I'm striving, trying to be closer to you, Lord. I have a long ways to go. This journey, this chapter that I'm in today is a chapter that says, Lord, whatever you're doing in this season without me, please, Lord, don't do it without me. Don't let my mind entangle with a fool. Because a fool works for the devil because they know no better. Help my mind be a new creature in Christ. Help me stay on the path of righteousness. It's very easy to get off track. Sometimes when you're sleepy and driving, you'll swerve into another lane. Keep swerving until you eventually either wake up or cause a deadly accident. Lord, don't allow me to fall asleep at the wheel. Help me to keep my eyes on you in my right mind and do and go as you would have me to go. In Jesus' name, this morning I pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. You know, that's the way it is a lot of times, because people haven't finished allowing God to fix them. And when they have that judgmental spirit, I'm going to call it, and they're holier than thou, many times the treat is in their eye and you got a little speck in yours. But they see more, it appear, how to get the speck out of your eye when they have a whole tree in there. But see, I know if a little speck is in your eye, you can see better how to help me get the tree out of mine. But that's not what they think. Because see, they feel important. They feel like they holy. Some people never felt the anointing, but they feel like they're more holier than anybody in the world because they don't have the Holy Spirit. They can't feel it. And, you know, when a brother or sister come to us about something, we quickly try and find a way to bless them, not to curse them, you know, and not find fault in them or judge them. You know, I feel disappointed in them. Oh, I thought she was all of this. The scripture said it again. We all have sinned and come short. And some things are from our past. You see, it's what you did in your past. I've heard many preachers talk about their past. It's not what they're doing now. It's not who they are now. It's who they used to be. Yeah, I'm one of them. It's not who I am now, it's who I used to be, and it's what I used to would do. Oh, yes, ma'am, and yes, sir. But the scripture itself says, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Old things has passed away, and behold, all things has become new. You know, and some people, they don't want to hear about it because they think they can change themselves. But when they look at themselves, they still doing some stuff like that. Jerry, I'm going to mute your mic because I hear some scratching. They still doing stuff that they shouldn't be doing. But they can't see that. They can only see your wrong. They can only see your bad. And then some people don't want to hear about it because it reminds them of what they've done. It reminds them of who they are. So you telling them about your stuff, they've done the same thing. So it bring up old feelings, as they say. See, if she wouldn't have told me that, I would have been all right. Now I'm back looking at what I used to do. That's because you haven't been delivered from it. You still do that same thing again. That's why no secrets. That's why we're taking it to God for deliverance. Yeah. We are asking him. And many times we want the preacher to do everything. We want the preacher to fill us with the Holy Spirit. We want the preacher to baptize us. We want the preacher to deliver us, set us free. He can't do it. He can't do it. This is why I leave people to God for yourself. I see people lazy. They don't want to go to him for themselves. I guess because they want to have an excuse. I don't know what their reason is. But I believe in going to God for myself and having the patience to wait on him. And if he don't come the first day, I'm going back the next day. He don't come that day, I'm going back the next day until he say, I heard you the first time. I'm not giving up. Lord, I want to be changed. I want to get it right with you. And I don't want to just see other people's fault. I mainly want to see my own fault, because if I see mine, then I can come to you for you to get it right in me. No need of me pointing fingers at them, because I got some stuff in me that needs to be corrected. And the reason we're doing all of this is because we're preparing for his return. You know not a day nor the hour. You know not the day nor the hour when he's returning. And he didn't give us a date. Well, hey, Barbara, I'll be there in December. No, he didn't tell me that. He's the only one know when he's coming back. But he did help me out because he said, prepare. Yeah, he did help me out because he gave me enough opportunity to prepare. And I believe he allowed me to live this long, and if he allowed me to live longer so that I can get it all right with him. So that whatever I find need to be fixed, I can go to him. I got time, and I go to him and he fixes it. Mm-hmm. Jerry said, Acts 3:19, now repent of your sins and turn to God so that your sins may be wiped away. He'll forgive the sins and he'll heal your land, whatever your land may be today. Because I believe we sometimes got some personal land that needs to be healed. But we got to humble ourselves. And see, a lot of us, we don't want to humble ourselves because we don't want people to know, but you don't have to tell people your business. Humble yourself before God. Take self-inventory. Take it to God, not the pastor, not your family, not them. Please don't take it to them church folks. So they'll put you on blast. That's not what you want to do. It'll make the evening news fooling with church folks. I'm telling you. Because they have those judgmental spirits. They're not right. And there's a lot of stuff wrong with them. But before they'll recognize they're wrong, they'll point the finger at yours. Again, the beam and the mote. Yeah. But it's all right today in Jesus' name. We got Almighty God, he's on our side. He's for us. And if we come to him, he will in no wise cast us out. I don't care what we bring him. Yeah. So it's all right today in Jesus' name. Listen, I got to go to one more request. They said if I had time. And so I'm going to this one.
I came for deliverance.
Deliverance.
Radio not just for your ears, but also for your spirit. Jesus in the Morning Radio. And you're with Barbara.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. I came for deliverance. Lord, deliver me. Lord, set me free. Hallelujah. God, today in the name of Jesus, make me better than I was yesterday. Ah, yeah, Lord. Because I'm preparing to go back with you when you come. You're coming back looking for the church without spot or wrinkle. And Lord, we're your church. And help us to get it right with you in the name of Jesus. Because I tell you, in this hour, I'm seeing too much dressed up, too much thick stuff, and nobody's really truly seeking God. It's about their feelings. And I mean to know, in this life, you're going to get your feelings hurt many times. It's not about feelings. It's about knowing. It's about believing without a shadow of a doubt that he is. He is who he said he is. And if we'll believe in him, yeah, keep the faith, seeking him with our whole heart, he'll reward us. Yeah, because those of us that come to him, we must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him, constantly seeking him. As we can seek this other stuff if we want to, we will find ourselves in trouble. God has opened so many doors and made so many ways during this pandemic thing. Some days I'm like, wow. And you know what? I've had more during this pandemic situation than I had at any other time. I believe that. Yeah, God has opened doors, made ways, taught me things. I've grown a little bit closer to him. Yeah, because where I was last year, I shouldn't be in the same place this year. I should constantly grow in him, grow in learning of him, grow in learning his word. I'm so happy about seed planting. Y'all have no clue. That seed planting has blessed me. Yeah, it has blessed me. My goodness, from Zion. And I'm so thankful unto Almighty God because he brought that to me, woke me up 4 o'clock in the morning to hear that. And I'm thankful unto him. See, because I know without him, I can do nothing. Anything I need, I got to go to him. I said, well, Lord, I need something to make some money, Lord. You know, I need you to show me. And it's just for a season. It's not for a lifetime. It's to take care of the need right now. Because whatever state I'm in, I'm going to be content. I'm going to be happy and satisfied right here because this is where God blessed me to be. And as I need to go further, he's going to lead and guide me. But I got to wait on him because sometimes I want to step ahead. I know it, you know. I know I do. And I want to tell him, look over here, Lord. I can do this over here. That's not where I'm moving at, Barbara. I needed to stay. So you can see the move, and when I move, you move.
Yeah.
Remind me of Ludacris. Anybody know about Ludacris? When I move, you move just like that? Yeah. I need you to stay right here, so when I move, you can move. Yeah, you come right behind me. Follow me. I'm leading you to better. I'm leading you to bigger. Uh-huh. And I'm grateful unto him today. Yeah. And he gives us favor. Yes, he does. He gives us favor that we can be blessed the more. But when we in the earth and of the earth and we seeking only earthly things, we seeking earthly things more than we seeking spiritual things, that's where we going to be. That's where we will end up with earthly things that's going to pass away. Yeah, these things going to pass away. Because many want all of this stuff because the mega churches and these other places was teaching that. And some got it and it's not making them happy. It added sorrow to them. Yeah, they're more sad than happy with it. Yeah, because they followed somebody else's thing. They didn't wait on God. See, sometimes God will keep you right, you know, with the 2-bedroom house. And he'll bless you to do some repairs to the 2-bedroom house and different things. And you're more comfortable there than you would be in the house on the hill with the dog named Flushy. I'm just telling you now. I never really wanted all of that. I was thinking to myself, we're going to clean all of this. Yeah. The only reason why I want the land and all of that, the farmers and all of that, so someone else can be blessed. Yeah. And I may be dead and gone, and someone much younger than me can be blessed and their children can be blessed. Yeah. So that's my purpose for that. But I'm not really a house on the hill with a dog named Fluffy kind of woman. That's not me. I'm plain and simple, everyday, coming down to earth. Love that laughter. I can't help it. Yeah. Free. I am free. Praise the Lord. I'm free. Hallelujah. Nothing have me bound. Is there anyone have something else you might want to say this morning? Feel free to press that number one and come in. I got to go get my roll call, y'all. I think I left it in my laptop bag. I want to say good morning to everybody. Brother Frank, God bless you this morning. Got your text. Good morning, sir. Good morning to you, Sister Sion. Good morning to you, Sister Rita. God bless you. Sister Rita, I need you to let me know if you got them emails from me, because I sent you some emails. Good morning to you, Sister Spinner. I saw Sister Diane down there earlier. Good morning to you, Sister Rose Brown. Good morning to you, Sister Dorothy Goodman. And again, and Sister Jerry. Good morning. God bless you. Good morning to you, Brother Perry and Brother Louis over there. Good morning, Brother Louis. I hope Sherry's still doing good. I hope she's still doing good. Yeah. And we were going to send Sherry a plant, but she can't have plants. Yeah, because some of it is allergic. What is it? Whatever it is. But she can't have the plant. So we're not sending the plant, but we're going to send a T-shirt, and then the patch will come later. Yeah, so we'll send Sherry a T-shirt and Brother Lou a T-shirt, and it will be all right. And so we're going to get these T-shirts rolling, and you get your T-shirt. I want y'all to tell me what y'all think about the colors. Even tell me what you think about the patch. Yeah. And if it's not right, then we'll start over from scratch. Okay, good. She's a little better every day. That's a good thing. And if you have an idea for a Jesus in the Morning patch, let me know. Let me know. Yeah. Because I got one. I put the logo on it, on this particular patch, and the phone number under the logo. The patch is trimmed in navy blue, and it's a light blue background to the logo. So that go real well together. And I told you the T-shirt is blue. Yeah. So I think it's pretty. But let me know, and we can go back to the drawing board and do some different things. And if you got a friend you want to have a Jesus in the Morning T-shirt, just tell them to contact me, and we'll get their T-shirts rolling. Yeah. So any and everybody can wear a Jesus in the Morning T-shirt. Yeah, you don't have to just be a part of the faithful few. Anybody can wear that T-shirt. Yeah. And I thank God. And you know, I'm going to tell you something. I saw this. I sent out T-shirts and for free. At one point, I had some T-shirts. I think I was selling them. And people got them. I'll pay you later. Never paid me. I did three different T-shirts like that. Then people would say, well, I'm going to get your T-shirt and wear it because that's advertisement for you. They never did that. Uh-huh. Because sometimes the spirit of jealousy come to people. And it don't make sense to me. I do not have to be jealous of what you're doing. No. Mm-mm. I'm one of a kind, and you're one of a kind. What God gave me, he didn't give you. And what he gave you, he may not have given to me. But we're brothers and sisters in Christ. And if we can support one another, we should. I'm busy. All right, now, Bro Frank, I got you. You said something there, brother. Yeah. Because, you know, we're supposed to support one another. Now, I may not always see what you're doing, and some things I may not be able to be a part of. But when I can, I truly want to. I'm one that work over here, And I'm telling you, I used to be live and in living color, as they say, going to and fro, here and there. Yeah, even going to check on strangers and all this kind of stuff. I was one that lived that word, not just talk about it and look for other people to do it. No, I got up and began to work unto God for myself. Okay, Brother Louis. Okay, Brother Louis. Wait a minute. I need to write some of these down now. Yeah, Brother Frank gave me one too. Sunrise. Okay, wait a minute, y'all. Sunrise. Bursting. Let me spell it right because y'all know I misspell something. Bursting over the beach. Okay, bursting over the beach. With the text, Jesus in the morning. Okay, all right, I got that one. All right, I got it. Hey, all right. I got me another one over here that says, put a touch of gold in there with that blue. Okay, Sister Rita, thank you here. Okay, put a touch of gold with my touch of blue. Okay, okay, touch of gold. Wait a minute. Okay, wait, Brother Frank. I'm gonna reread that. I got to focus on that to really get it. Okay, touch of gold. I like that too. That touch of gold would be pretty. I think it'll be pretty in there. So we gonna do two different kind of T-shirts. And if somebody else come up with another idea on the Jesus in the Morning T-shirt and the color, please let me know. Just let me know. Yeah. Because we may make all of these. Yeah, because people like different things. Yeah. I like pink. I like blue. I like gold. I like navy. Yeah. I think navy and white is beautiful. Black and white is beautiful. Red and white. You see, orange, I love orange. Peach. Different things, you know, not the same thing all the time. So whatever your idea is on the Jesus in the Morning, okay, all right. Whatever it is, send it to me, and we'll put it together. And if you got a pattern of it, send me the pattern. Say, this is what I'm talking about right here. You can send it to me over at Freedom. Send it to me, freedomdoors@yahoo.com. freedomdoors@yahoo.com. And I will take a look. Or you can send it to me from www.JesusInTheMorningRadio.com. Send it to me through there. Yeah, there's a contact page over there. So just send it to me through there. I will take a look. And we, matter of fact, we'll make that T-shirt. Whatever you send to me, we'll make it. And I'll put it up and see what happens. People may like it. I had no clue about the 10-year anniversary mug. People like that color, and they got those mugs. Yeah. Some people say, this is a souvenir for me. I'm keeping this. I was like, all right, all right. Because I never tried to really make myself real big with millions and millions of people, and I never really tried to do all of that. I let God do it. And he sent who he would send. Yeah. And I believe it worked out better for me. Because you got a million people, 2-3 million you dealing with. Ooh-wee, could you imagine? Yeah. It's going to be some problems. So somebody going to want it their way. And if you don't do it their way, they're not I won't be back. Because I don't think that's the way it's supposed to go. It's supposed to be like this. And it's supposed to be like that. Yeah, I stick with those God sent. And he sent those that are in need of him. He sent those that are seeking him. All these names you hear me call, Sion, all of that, they seeking God. They're not after man. Now, if you teaching God, they'll roll with you. They'll ride out with you. But you start teaching yourself, they don't have no more use for that. Because they realize flesh is not going to do it. They need a God that have all power. Yeah. They need a God that can be with me and be with them. And it's all right in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. So we thank God this morning, and we're rolling right along in him. He's the author and finisher of our faith. Yeah. So look, I have one more I'm going to play this morning. And when we come back, if no one have anything that they would like to say, I will log us out. I will pray us out this morning, and we pray the Lord bring us back tomorrow morning, 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, for another episode of Jesus in the Morning. Hallelujah. Let's go to this.
It was meant to kill me, sin to destroy me, and I thought that it would, and I thought that it should, cause I messed up so many times, I went left when you said right, I'll understand if you wanna let me go, let me go, let me go, but you held on to me, and you wouldn't let me go, and you wouldn't let me go, go. But you held on to me, and you wouldn't let me go, and you wouldn't let me go, go. And what the enemy meant for evil, God has worked it out for my good. What the enemy meant for evil, God has worked it out for my good. It was meant to kill me, sin to destroy me, yep. And I thought that it was, yeah. And I thought that it should, cause I messed up so many times, I went left when you said right, I'll understand if you wanna let me go, 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 go. Bye. the enemy meant for evil, God has turned it around for my good.
Oh. More than just a radio. This is Jesus in the Morning Radio, spreading the good news of Jesus.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. What the enemy made for evil, God is turning it around for my good. And see, even with the secrets, even with things we haven't confessed unto God, he think he holding us hostage. He holding that against us. But God is yet working it out for our good. Because when we hear his word, we harden not our heart. We open up to him. And we ask him to show us. Lord, show us the way. God, show me what I'm hitting. God, show me what's wrong. Show me what I need to know to get it right with you. I'm preparing for your return. Father, you're coming back looking for the church without spot or wrinkle. And I'm working daily unto you and asking you to help me to get the spots out and to get the wrinkles out. I want to be all the way together when you return. I want to be fully dressed, ready to go when you return. Help me today in the name of Jesus. He's able. He's able. Yeah. And so we thank him this morning. Hallelujah. He's a great God, almighty God that's on our side. He loves us today. And we want to show him love back. We want to do what we call sell out. We sell it out unto him. We're not selling out to others. We're only selling out to Almighty God. Yeah. Hallelujah. And it's already all right this morning in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Is there anyone else have anything you would like to say this morning? Feel free. Feel free to press that number one and come in. And again, if you have a color or you have a logo, not a logo, but something you want to put on the Jesus in the Morning t-shirt. And I'd have to say Jesus in the Morning, but radio, but send it to me, freedomdoors@yahoo.com. Send it to me, and we're going to make that t-shirt. And it may be the t-shirt that sells the most. You never know. So let's try it. Yeah. It's all right today in Jesus' name. So all right, if no one else have anything they would like to say, I will pray us out, and we pray the Lord bring us back tomorrow morning, 7 a.m. No, I won't be here tomorrow. I'm sorry. Tomorrow is Tuesday and Wednesday. I won't be here Tuesday and Wednesday. Tomorrow I have to go over to Quest early. And on Wednesday, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus, I go to the oral surgeon on Wednesday. And they supposed to finish up the work on Wednesday. And it may be a week or two. But when I come back, 3 weeks, I think she said 2 weeks or 3 weeks after the surgery and everything, I should be able to come back looking beautiful. I should have a new mouth. Yeah. And so we thank God for that. I'm excited. I've been waiting like 2 years almost for that day to come, June the 9th. And that's when I go to the oral surgeon. And tomorrow, I got to get over the Quest because the doctor has been asking me to do it, and me ignoring it, it upset him a little bit, you know. But I'm going to get it done tomorrow morning. So tomorrow morning and Wednesday, I won't be here. And if I'm able to talk on Thursday, I will be back live. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And yes, ma'am. So we thank God. Y'all keep it lifted in prayer because y'all know I don't like the dinner stuff. I don't like all that kind of stuff in my mouth. But y'all keep it lifted in prayer. And it will be all right in Jesus' name. And I'll be praying for you as you pray for me. And we thank God. Y'all keep Sister Sherry lifted up and Sister Simone lifted up in prayer. And we're moving on in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. And it's already all right. Sister Rita, I was so tempted to drive to Tampa, but I came on home. I needed to get here. But one day, me and Rose Bride, we're going to get together and come and visit you, or even you come here and visit us, one of the two. We want to see you. It's been a minute, yeah. And it's all right today in Jesus' name. So as they say in church, if our hearts and minds are clear, we'll pray out. All right, let's pray. Father God, we thank you this morning for all that has been said and done. We thank you for your word today, for your word is a lamp unto our feet, a light unto our path. Forever, O God, that word is settled in heaven. And Father, we ask today that you would bring clarity and understanding to this message this morning to your people. The Lord, they can understand and obey. Give them wisdom. Give them knowledge and understanding, Lord. In the name of Jesus, bless their households today. Bless their family members, O God, near and far, moved by your spirit in a mighty way. In the name of Jesus, we thank you. We give you glory. We give you the honor and praise. And as we depart this morning, Father, bless our going out, bless our coming in, and meet the need in our lives according to your riches and glory by your Son, Christ Jesus. We thank you. Again, we give you glory, honor, and praise, asking it all in your Son, Jesus' name. Amen and hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. We thank you today. May the Lord watch between me and thee, while we're absent one from another, in the name of Jesus. Go today in love and peace. Share the good news of Jesus and give someone something of quality. God loves a cheerful giver. Have a blessed day. I speak the blessings of Almighty God upon you. June the 7th, 2021, in Jesus' name. So at this time, I'm going to say bye-bye and have a blessed day. What the enemy meant for evil.